Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Dane Mizutani covers the Minnesota Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Dane, it's been a while since we had you on the show. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, Lake. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And I want to start with this. You know, when you look back to Sunday, kind of what was your assessment of how things played out? Because, look, I'll be the first one to say and acknowledge that J.J. McCarthy did not play well. He did not play like the J.J. McCarthy that we saw the week prior in Detroit. But I actually didn't think that KOC coached that well either. I thought that the play calling was shaky. And, of course, when the offensive line has so many false starts, that's not going to help your cause either.
Yeah, I think it was a kind of total system failure across the board offensively. 8 false starts at home is unlike anything I've ever seen, and I don't know if we'll ever see something like that again. Now, was that just a one-off anomaly, or is that because of J.J. McCarthy's cadence? I think most of it falls on the latter. I don't think you can false start 8 times just randomly in a game. So while I don't think that's all on J.J. McCarthy, I do think some of that can be traced back to him. But when you look at just his game as a whole, I think what I've seen, at least on social media and the just reaction right after the game, is almost like absolving J.J. McCarthy of any wrongdoing and putting all the blame on Kevin O'Connell. And while I think O'Connell could have been a little play calling, run the ball a little bit more, not abandon the run so early in the game. My assessment walking away from the game is that J.J. McCarthy has a long way to go. He's not accurate enough right now. Clean pockets, the ball does not go where it needs to go. And yes, we see some glimpses of what it could be down the road, but we just don't see enough consistency that is needed to play the quarterback position in the NFL.
I'm totally with you. And that's the reason why I look at Kevin O'Connell. Like, there's so many things that a rookie quarterback has to be on top of, and J.J. McCarthy is a work in progress. Knowing that there's going to be this roller coaster, which is really his rookie season, knowing that you're going to have that roller coaster, I just think that you have to have it nailed down on the coaching side of things to give yourself a better chance at winning when those mistakes do occur.
Yeah, and I think that's where, like, yes, obviously they could run the ball more. I will not argue with that. I think, the play call that comes to mind, I think, is the 3rd and 1.
Yes!
Shortly after halftime, people are saying, just run the ball there. I understand the thought process from Kevin O'Connell. It's, well, I'm going to run the ball on 4th and 1, so let's take a shot here. And they got the look that they wanted. But I think that's probably one where you just hand the ball to Aaron Jones or Jordan Mason and live to fight another day. So I can understand the frustration with Kevin O'Connell from the fan base in that sense. But I just keep going back to, like, if you just go back and watch the film, it's there. There are throws to be made, and they're just not being made.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. We're talking to Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And you did just mention one thing that may be super frustrating, on Sunday. I just think that when Aaron Jones has got it going, you got to lean on him a little bit more. And I know that he gets nicked up from time to time, but it just seemed like the running game with Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones was cooking, and they just didn't utilize it enough. Now, I know that you want to keep those guys fresh, and I know that you don't want to be predictable, but there's a difference between being predictable and the Baltimore Ravens having problems stopping you in the run game.
Yeah, there was an effectiveness from Aaron Jones, specifically Aaron Jones early, and then Jordan Mason once they got him rolling too, that I think it's totally fair criticism to say they should have leaned on those guys a little bit more. Maybe when they had the lead early in the game, when they were up 10-3, when they were up 10-6, shoot, even when they were up 10-9, maybe you can mix in the run a little bit more than you did. But I do think the numbers that are getting thrown around, you know, 48 dropbacks, those are a bit skewed because they were down by two touchdowns late
yep.
in the game. And
yep.
so those numbers are going to look worse than they should at the end of the day, because when you're trailing, you throw. So I think the people are getting tied up too much in the ratio of how many dropbacks he had, how many times he handed the ball off. Should they have run the ball more? Yes, absolutely. But at the end of the day, they got behind in the game, partially because of J.J. McCarthy, partially because of, you know, like we said, the total system failure on the offensive side. The fumbled kickoff did not help matters at all. But when you trail, you're going to throw a lot. So the ratio that keeps getting hammered home, 48 dropbacks, 17 runs, I don't know. I'm kind of missing with that. So
hey, Dane, so help me with this. Jonathan Greenard got injured on Sunday. Do we know? I know that, you know, Tuesdays is always a day in which you don't, you know, the guys aren't around. It's that off day, and guys do it. And there's a lot of community stuff that happens. But I know that, you know, they'll be practicing the next day or two, whatever. Is there any thought as to how serious of an injury this is for Greenard?
Unclear on what his status will be for Sunday. But what is good news is Kevin O'Connell told us yesterday on Monday that the early indications coming out of the game itself, nothing serious, nothing long term. And when you see Jonathan Greenard, who is as tough as they come, writhing on the ground in pain, gripping at his shoulder, you think like, oh no, did we just lose this guy for the year? No, I don't think he's gone for the year. I think it's more of a short-term injury. I don't know that he will play Sunday. I don't know that he won't. But right now, I think what the Vikings can feel good about is they kind of dodged the bullet there. Like, he is not going to be out long-term.
Do you think that the defense did their job on Sunday? Because I believe that they did. I thought the defense played extremely well. They were put in some tough spots, and you mentioned the fumbles on the returns. That, you know, I know that they lost one of them. That did not help their cause any. But what was your overall thoughts on Brian Flores' defense?
Yeah, I think it's back-to-back really good games for that defensive unit. After what we saw in Los Angeles against the Chargers, I was worried that the Lions and the Ravens were going to rough up this Vikings defense. and quite the contrary. Like, we saw, you know, obviously a really good game plan against the Detroit Lions that worked. And I thought they had a really good game plan against the Baltimore Ravens that worked. I mean, it looks like 27 points. I know eventually the running game got going for the Ravens, but that's just Lamar Jackson. That's just Derrick Henry. That's going to happen. The Vikings defense, I think, did everything they could to keep the team in the game. I mean, it's kind of been a trend this year at times. The offense didn't do enough on the other end.
I was not at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. And so clearly wasn't, you know, around for post game stuff, but I know that as a guy that is all over this team, what was the reaction of the offensive line guys or anybody that was talking after that 8 false starts on Sunday?
Yeah, they were frustrated. I think the guy that kind of sticks out to me is we talked to Brian O'Neill, and he had 3 of them. He had 3 false starts himself.
Oof.
And he was disgusted. I think he was frankly a little shell-shocked with what just happened. He told us that he had never been a part of something like that, and he vowed as a leader of that offensive line to make sure it gets right. So I think the best word is probably just frustrated, maybe a little bit exasperated at how they could do something like that, because they're at home. Like, it's not they were even the road team where it's noisy and you go in silent count. And like, no, you the offense was quiet, or the crowd was quiet while the offense was at work. So I don't know how you can false start 8 times in a game. Yes, the offensive line, they weren't okay with what happened. We talked to Wes Phillips, the offensive coordinator, today. He said he was embarrassed by what happened on the field. So it's something that's got to get fixed. And I do believe that they will be unturning every single stone, trying to figure out, you know, the smoking gun, figure out what went wrong, because that can't happen again.
How do you view the Chicago Bears? Because I look at the Bears and I feel like they are an improved team, but I think that they still have a ways to go themselves. I know that, you know, that their record says that they're a solid team. I'm not sure if they're as good as their record. Well, I can't say they're not as good as their record says, because you're as good as your record says you are. But the bottom line is, you know, when I look at this game on Sunday, I do think that the Minnesota Vikings, at least on paper, they're the better of the two teams.
I agree with that. I haven't seen the line yet. I would assume the Vikings are going to be favored.
They're favored by 3.
That makes sense. Hometown 3 points. So I think the Vikings are better than the Bears top to bottom. Like, the Bears were going to lose to the Giants if Jackson Dart did not get hurt in this game this past Sunday. And the Giants, by and large, I know Jackson Dart is fun, the Giants stink. And the Bears were trailing to them late in the game until Russell Wilson had to come into the game. So the Bears are improved. Caleb Williams has improved. Caleb Williams has an athleticism about him, an escapability about him. Pair that with how he has just improved playing the quarterback position under Ben Johnson. That should have the Vikings' attention. But the Vikings are a better team than the Chicago Bears. I still feel that, you know, deep down. So it's a must-win game for the Vikings. They are going to be favored to win this game. You got to just go out on Sunday, take care of business, get back to 500, and then just see what the future holds after that.
All right, one final Vikings question, and I got a couple of general NFL questions for you, Dane. The last Vikings question is, do you think that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is – I know that he got the contract extension in the offseason, but do you feel like he's on a little bit of a hot seat? Because I'm not sure if he is with the organization, but he definitely is with the fans.
Yeah, I don't know that it's something. If the Vikings miss the playoffs, then Kwesi is gone. Like, I don't think that, because I think that a lot of this has been collaboration between Kwesi and Kevin. And I know Kevin O'Connell got the longer extension, got the more lucrative extension. But I think what we've seen with the Wilfs in their ownership is that they want continuity. They want stability. So maybe there is more of a knee-jerk reaction if the Vikings miss the playoffs and somebody's head has to roll. Maybe that's just Kwesi. But I think the frustration of the fan base, it kind of is what it is. I don't know that it necessarily will inform ownership decision-making at the end of the year.
All right, rapid-fire questions here. This is to this point. This point in the NFL season, as it stands right now today, who would you give NFL Coach of the Year to?
Mike Vrabel, for sure.
I agree.
I think what he's done in New England is pretty amazing. So, yep. Yeah, Mike Vrabel for me.
I agree 100%. Totally agree with you on that. Who would you give NFL MVP to?
You know, I would maybe give it to Jonathan Taylor, just because I would like to see a non-quarterback win the award. But it's pretty hard to argue against what Matthew Stafford has done in Los Angeles, and honestly, with what Sam Darnold has done in Seattle. So I think I would probably lean towards Stafford right now.
Me too.
But man, if Jonathan Taylor keeps putting up 3 touchdowns on the ground and 200-yard games, he's going to put himself firmly in the conversation.
All right, last question for you. Who is the best team in the AFC and the best team in the NFC?
You know, see, like, the Chiefs just lost to the Bills, who just lost to the Dolphins. So for me to say Kansas City, people are going to look at me sideways. But it's still Kansas City to me. Like, it's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still that animal, that monster that is the Kansas City Chiefs come January. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC. I know the Patriots have been impressive. I know they're 8-2. They deserve the credit that they're getting. I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs out of the AFC. And I'll take the Los Angeles Rams out of the NFC. I think Matthew Stafford is proven. Sean McVay is proven. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Those guys are Super Bowl champions. I think they deserve to be kind of right firmly in that mix as Super Bowl favorites right now.
I hear you. Hey, Dame, man, always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show, my man.
Yeah, anytime, man. Happy
Dame,
to do it.
All right, Dame Mizutani from the Pioneer Press. Check out his fine work covering the Minnesota Vikings. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, let's get to the bite of the night. And the bite of the night this evening is from a guy that I love his takes. I love the way that he breaks things down. Specifically in the National Football League, and that's Chris Canty. Chris Canty, former NFL defensive stud. He had a really good career, but he is a talented talk show guy. He really is. He's a great analyst on ESPN. He does all the shows. They do an ESPN radio show super early in the morning. I want to say it starts at like 5 a.m., which I'm not up that early listening to ESPN radio. But the bottom line is that I've heard the show a time or two out of town. Great stuff, but he also joins First Take and Get Up. So Chris Canty earlier today on First Take, the topic was about the Green Bay Packers, and this is what he had to say about Jordan Love, because Jordan Love has struggled some this year, and he's not exactly in love with Jordan Love.
How concerned are you about Jordan Love and that Packers offense?
I'm very concerned. Jordan Love is bad, and he's probably going to get his coach fired if he can't get it fixed. That's where we're at.
That's very, very, very harsh.
Yeah, but here's why it's very, very, very fair, Stephen A.
Okay.
New team president Ed Policy, when he took over the job this year, he didn't extend general manager Brian Gutekunst or head coach Matt LaFleur.
He should have.
And they're in their penultimate years of their contracts.
Okay.
Now, typically, the Packers don't like to operate that like that. When you're a couple of years out from a contract extension, they want to get those deals done. But there's a reason why he hit the pause button on that. And when you make the move that the Green Bay Packers did before the season in trading multiple first-round draft picks and Kenny Clark, who is a perennial Pro Bowler, for Micah Parsons, what you are saying is that you believe this roster is good enough to contend for a championship.
Yep.
And every single facet of the football team is playing at a high level. except for the quarterback. And I'm not going to say that it's squarely on Matt LaFleur, mm-hmm. but he has some bearing, some responsibility in all of that. But ultimately, what we know is the quarterback is going to be around because they just paid him $55 million a year. Ooh. And so the reality of what we're getting from Jordan Love is just not good enough.
I love Chris Canty. Chris Canty, I think that's I don't want to call it knee-jerk because we do have a little bit of a sample size with Jordan Love. I just think that Jordan Love's in a little bit of a rut right now. And clearly, Jordan Love is without his best offensive weapon on offense. Tucker Kraft was the best tight end in the NFL to this particular point going into last week, and he's done for the year with the torn ACL. That sucks, and yeah, it sucks on my fantasy football team too. But Tucker Kraft not being there, it hurts them. He is the safety blanket for Jordan Love. But at the end of the day, Jordan Love's got to move on. He's got other weapons. He's got to utilize those weapons. He's got to do a better job. But I'm not ready to hop off of the Jordan Love bandwagon quite yet.
No, I mean, he had a rough start to his career back in, 2021 when he only played six games, 2022 played four. His first full season in 2023, threw for over 4,000 yards, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Last year, 25 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 3,400 yards. This year, not only Tucker Kraft now, but he hasn't had Jalen Reed. He hasn't had really Matthew Golden, the first round pick out of Texas, who has been hurt and inconsistent. And Green Bay has depth at wide receiver. Christian Watson is coming back from injury.
He just came back. Second game back. Yep.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think you do have to take all of that with a grain of salt. Again, quarterbacks take a while to develop. That's why we're frustrated with J.J. McCarthy, because people are like, oh my God, he's awful. We don't know that he's awful. We could have said Jordan Love was terrible when, his first two years. Okay, combined 10 games. You know what? Three touchdowns, three interceptions, and a completion percentage of 55%. We need to just look at everything in its totality. At the end of last night's game, Green Bay was...
They had a chance.
Yeah, they had chances.
And it wasn't like Jalen Hurts played lights out.
No, and I mean, they've got some injuries on that offensive line now. They are banged up. Green Bay's dealing with some issues. And I can't believe I'm sitting here defending the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love is going to be fine.
Oh, no, he's going to be really... I mean, he's a good quarterback.
Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
If the Minnesota Vikings, if you told me, you know what? You're going to have to go through your growing pains with J.J. McCarthy. But at the end of the day, you are going to get your version, maybe with a little bit more mobility because Jordan Love doesn't run. You're going to get the same sort of numbers and production out of J.J. McCarthy that you get out of Jordan Love. I would sign up for that right now. No questions asked.
All right, 651-461-9226. Still, if any veterans out there would like to offer up just kind of a memorable moment of serving or just of them being a veteran, love to hear from you. From the 612, having the honor of swearing to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Yeah, a dirty dog-faced soldier. That from the 612. I appreciate your service. And then from Jeff in Talk Rapids, who listens to the show and calls in every single night. Veterans in my family. Two uncles served in the Air Force. One retired as a lieutenant colonel. My daughter, 22 years Air Force, retired. That's awesome. He was drafted in 1972. Stayed in the Army for 7 years. Thank you for your service. Job well done. All right, so we will take a break. Take a look at the local weather. And then, plain and simple, the current sports betting scandals should have no bearing on Minnesota passing legislation to legalize sports wagering. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Plain and simple, the current sports betting scandals, and there's a few of them, Cleveland Guardians, Terry Rozier in the NBA, Major League Baseball. College basketball was announced that like six players were kicked out of college basketball yesterday because of they were trying to fix games. It's embarrassing.
It's out of control almost.
It is. But with all that being said, plain and simple, the current sports betting scandal should have no bearing on Minnesota passing legislation to legalize sports wagering. It should have no bearing. I don't want to hear it. It shouldn't. And you can go to WCCRadio.com. We've got a great article up there about this topic because we have sat here and we talked about and discussed for several years now how, like, you look at sports betting and how much money states are profiting, revenue being made off of legalized sports betting. And we sit here and we say, why not us? We say that about sports and winning. Why can't we win? Why can't we get a Super Bowl? Why can't we win an NBA championship? Why not us profit from legalized sports betting? Because you know what? People are betting illegally. Make it legal. Rake in the dough. Do I think that the downfall of society, the worst thing that could happen imaginable to Minnesotans is that you legalize sports wagering? Of course not. Of course not. And I know that there's questions out there, and I'm not sitting there saying that if you make sports wagering legal tomorrow, that there won't be somebody out there that will have an addiction and probably ruin their life. Because you know what? Yes, yeah, somebody's going to ruin their life.
Somebody already is ruining their life. I mean, let's...
And you just beat me to the punch. Oh. Somebody is already doing that. The same way that there's somebody right now at Mystic Lake,
mm-hmm.
in the casino, they're at the card table, they're in debt right now, and they're not extremely wealthy. They're living check to check, and they're blowing their rent money. They're blowing their mortgage money right now. So what's the difference?
See, Henry, I worked at a casino, Jackpot Junction, when I was in high school.
Hey, look at you.
I did. And there were so many times that I would see people, whether they were playing keno, blackjack, poker, whatever. You could be at the tables.
You had
could
the regulars?
The slots. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you would have people, they would spend their time, and this is before ATMs. They would, I feel really, really old, but they would be there for 16 to 18 hours a day. They would play straight. They would go through their money that they had. They would tip their chair in. They would put their bucket over the slot, the handle, whatever. They would reserve their seat. They would go to the cashier, write a check, and come back with a wad of cash. 4 hours later, same thing. Ugh. Write a check, big wad of cash, and come back. My whole point is that there's always going to be the thrill of the win, right? We call it the sweat. You want that sweat. You want the anticipation that you might come out and you might have a long shot parlay, you know, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is. You might have that one lineup that hits the lottery. There are people that are doing that. And I feel like with these, everything that's going on with these scandals, Henry, this is just fuel for those that are anti-sports gambling to say, you know what, this is what you are going to cause. These are the problems. This is just fuel to the fire for those people that are already against the premise of it. And I feel like in Minnesota, we get scared really easy. We're like the animal you have when the doorbell rings and they run away and they're skittish and they're scared. I feel like that's what we are. We are scared. If something happens, we're like, oh man, should we really be doing this? Yes, because this is going to happen. It's been happening, and it's going to always happen. This is going to change nothing at all. Nothing, zip, zilch.
I just, you know, if you'd like to react or weigh in, 651-461-9226. Does anybody out there actually think that continuing with this thought process that legalizing sports wagering in Minnesota is going to ruin our community? Because I'd like to hear the argument why. Like we said before, it's illegal right now. You know what's so funny? So, you know me with regards to working out and going to life. Mm-hmm. I go to all the different lifetimes. It doesn't matter where it's at. I could be in Woodbury one day. I could be in earlier today. I was in Chanhassen. I go all over.
Yeah.
A week ago, I was at the Coon Rapids location. And in the sauna, there were these two guys talking, and they were talking about sports wagering. And a guy was talking about, and I didn't even know they still do these things, but you know, like the card where you make the picks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about that. Like, there's some people that still actually literally do the little circle
the
card
old
picks.
School, sorry,
the
yeah.
old school, yes. And so my point is, that's illegal. You can't do that. It's still happening, though. And he was talking about, you know, a couple teams that screwed them on a couple of... So my point is that it's happening. It's not stopping. All we're doing is handcuffing ourselves from actually raking in revenue off of this.
Yeah, and I have no problem with allocating some of that money towards gambling addiction resources. I have no problem with that.
That should always be a thing.
Absolutely, because
that's the thing already with regards to the casinos and stuff.
Yeah, there are already groups out there. Now, you can help give more funds to that. And again, I've said this, Henry, anything can become a vice if you allow it to. And some people, there is the high, because once you hit that jackpot, once you have a big win, you're like, man, this makes it all worth it. It's that one hit. That's the one. But then the problem is you keep chasing that high and it never comes back.
And the other thing about this, I think that when we talk about sports wagering, in general terms, people tend to think about it in the terms of people losing everything. And that should not be the case.
That's a stereotype.
That is the stereotype. What about a person that just wants a little bit of action? They want to do a $10 parlay of three teams where the maximum amount of money that they will wager is 10 bucks, but they can win 60. Like, that's nothing for people.
Yeah, it's, as they say, it's having a little skin in the game. I mean, you know me, Henry, and I've said I'm a big DFS player, daily fantasy sports. I'm, you know, whether it's NBA or Major League Baseball or NFL, I've got two lineups going right now for a whopping $10. I've got $5 on DraftKings, $5 on FanDuel.
Look at you, big spender.
I know, right? If it works out, great. I add that to my bankroll. If it doesn't, you know what? It's no big deal to me. And there are people that are always, I can't say always, there are some individuals out there that are going to bite off more than they can chew. They are willing, you know, it's like you take everything, you go to the roulette wheel, you put it all on black, comes up red. Then, I mean, we see that. That's a stereotype. Like you said, there are people that just want, hey, I want a reason to have, you know, I want to have some skin in the Boston 76ers game.
Yep.
Why can't I have a little something with Joel Embiid and Jaylen Brown and, you know, Luka Garza, whoever? So it's this is fuel for those people that don't like the gambling.
From the 320, they text in, they say casinos keep kids out. Does online gambling. That's not how sports wagering works. Okay, just to clarify for you. For instance, if FanDuel was to be here, and let's say that FanDuel did a relationship with Mystic Lake or whoever,
sure,
right?
Sure, whoever, yeah.
To have an app, you have to physically go into a casino, and you got to show your passport or your identification.
Maybe, yep.
You got to get it all set up.
That and verification.
Then, and then you verify, and then you're on. So it's not something where you're just, it's like pulling up an app on a phone and you just actually just register that way. It doesn't work like that. Even in Vegas, I've got accounts in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I go to Vegas, I can go to MGM. I got a card there. I got a card at Caesars, whatever. I use those cards when I'm out there and I'm wagering.
Yeah.
That's something that you set up.
You're
when
vetted.
When you're there. So texture, it doesn't work like that. Like you literally have to go in person, get set up before you can even think about wagering.
Yeah,
it's not like you're just anonymous and you're just setting up something online like you're setting up a Facebook page.
Yeah, and maybe that's one of the misconceptions that's out there, because we're talking about online. You know, we think of online, it's strictly the app, which it is app driven. But initially, like you said, Henry, there's that on location, the verification to make sure that everything is legitimate. And then your sports book will allow you to go ahead and make your bets. And this is just information that I don't think can get out there in maybe the most constructive way. And I think it's going to continue to be a fight. It's going to continue to be kind of a pain in the ass, because it's just so convoluted. And the thing is, you can take anything and skew it the opposite way, and it's so easy to muck up the facts. And unfortunately, the more that you try and explain it and, you know, try and add context, it's almost like the more desperate it sounds and become, which is not the case.
Yeah, sports wagering in Minnesota would not be like opening up a Tinder app. It didn't work like that.
Oh.
Sorry, Chris. It don't work like that.
Grindr? That's
you might want to ask the Speaker of the House about that.
Mike!
Coming up next, we got headlines.
Lucky
that's next
Johnson.
Year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. It's time for headlines, Christopher Tubbs. Let's get into it. At the top of the hour, we'll talk some NBA basketball with Trent Tucker. The first time that we'll talk to Trent Tucker here since the NBA season has started.
All right, let's get to it. H, Minneapolis police are investigating after a number of people reporting having the windows of their car smashed. Latest rash of break-ins happened over this past weekend along Fremont Avenue South in the Lowry Hill neighborhood. Areas near Temple Israel, Minneapolis police say they responded to a call early Sunday morning after finding several vehicles in the area with broken windows. Now, hundreds of similar break-ins and thefts have occurred in other neighborhoods across the city over the past several months. In October, more than 100 vehicles were damaged across the city. It appeared that the break-ins were targeting anything valuable in the cars, not the cars themselves. There was also a rash of break-ins in northeast Minneapolis back in August. The MPD also shared some advice for anyone who may have had their car window broken. Please make sure to report the crime. Police also adding that if someone sees activity that looks suspicious, such as hearing glass breaks, seeing individuals trying various handles of cars, people rummaging through vehicles, or anything else that is suspicious, they should call police immediately, and anyone who has surveillance video that captures this activity should share that with the MPD.
I'm so sick of this part of the cycle of issues that we've had in Minneapolis. These people need to be prosecuted to the full extent of law. Ain't no slap on the wrist, nothing. No. We need some real consequences for this type of stuff. And I know that I have been not a fan of Mary Moriarty. But that's part of the reason why I have not been a fan is because I feel like with some of the things that have occurred here, she's been too light in terms of or lenient with regards to addressing some of this stuff.
I think that what
because like little kids, if you let them get away with stuff for so
you're gonna feel emboldened.
Yes.
Yep.
Nope. And I ain't with that.
No, I think you're onto something. Hey, this kind of ties into our conversation last night, but it's the Trump ship that never sails. President was back at it on Monday, promising an imminent solution to America's growing healthcare crisis, which he has repeatedly failed to deliver in the past. Trump and Republicans once again own the issue of healthcare with millions of citizens, not just those on ACA plans, afflicted by rising premium and high deductibles against the backdrop of a wider cost of living crisis. And just as his first term, Trump lacks a comprehensive, detailed plan that brings relief to citizens who lack health care, who can't afford the plans that they have, or know that the loss of a job could leave them without any coverage at all. If the GOP can't fix the immediate issue of the subsidies, convince owners that they have a serious solution to this or other affordability options, their 2026 midterm election hopes could take a dive. Now, Trump's fogginess on health care is nothing new. Repeated unfulfilled promises to act took their place alongside his much lampooned infrastructure weeks as punchlines in his first term. Trump's pledges to replace Obamacare shimmered with hyperbole but delivered nothing, and the 2010 law survives despite multiple Republican efforts to destroy it.
This is why people that talk so down on the ACA or Obamacare, to all of those people that are talking about how terrible it is, give me Trump's plan and option. If you can't do that, respectfully, pipe down. Because we've been hearing that it's coming in a couple weeks since 2016, and we're literally about to be in 2026.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, the creators of South Park.
Concepts of a plan.
Yeah. Are explaining why the show's become so full. Oh, my God, I've got so much Trump stuff. I apologize. The creators of South Park are explaining why the show's become so focused on President Donald Trump after several months of episodes brutally skewering his administration. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of the hit Comedy Central series, spoke to the New York Times in an interview published on November 8th about their decision to spoof Trump in every episode of the show since it's aired this summer. Now, South Park introduced a new parody of Trump in July when it began its 27th season and has since made the president into a main character who's wrapped up in a storyline where he's romantically entangled with Satan. Now, Stone told the Times that he and Parker, they sensed a fear of speaking out against the Trump administration, which made the notion of mocking the president even more appealing. Said, quote, Trey and I are attracted to that like flies to honey. Ooh, that's where the taboo is over there. Okay, then we're over there. Stone also explained that he and Parker decided to go after Trump in the first episode of season 27 because they felt pressure to show our independence somehow when Comedy Central's parent company Paramount was in the middle of a merger with Skydance that required Trump's approval. While Stone said they initially thought their Trump parody would be a one-time thing, they kept him around after feeling they found, quote, a vein of comedy. Parker also told the Times, and this is a good line, quote, it's not that we all got political, it's that politics became pop culture.
That is
a great line.
That is a great line.
Because you think about it,
Yep. Politics
is absolutely pop culture now.
I'm with you. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up here for headlines. Coming up next, let's talk to Double T, Trent Tucker. He joins us to talk NBA basketball. Let's talk some Wolves. Trent Tucker joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.